This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, January 29th, 2025. At our studios in downtown Wausau, fair skies and 28 degrees. Wind chill factor of 16. Hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up, we'll be joined by Sean Wright, Executive Director of the Grand Theater and the Performing Arts Foundation of Wausau. We'll find out what's going on at the Grand and a whole bunch more coming up in just a few minutes with Sean Wright. Also coming up a little bit later on in this hour, we'll be having our daily history lesson. Talk about some of the events that occurred on this date in history. Talk about some of the famous folks who are celebrating birthdays, and also have our number for the day quiz. And the person that takes our number for the day quiz each and every weekday is our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Morning, Chad. Yeah, this week I've been doing pretty good on the number of the day quiz.
Yeah, two for two.
That means
you've already clinched a passing grade.
Very nice.
Because the way we do it is we give you three choices based on the math. You should get one out of three just by guessing. 33%. So if you get above 33% for the week, we consider that a passing grade. Then we don't want just a passing grade. Want a winning week?
We raise the bar. So the best I want to do is a 3 out of 5. Best ever record I have, I've gotten is a 4 out of 5, and I'm hoping to, you know, hopefully match that and maybe even surpass it this week, because the best I can do, that holy grail, the pot at the end of the rainbow, is the 5 out of 5. And right now it's looking good, but I don't want to jinx it yet. I gotta get today right.
You haven't had 4 out of 5 in a very long time.
Yeah, that was a very long time ago.
It was one of the early weeks, I think, we did it. Thought it was going to be pretty easy, but again, it's not easy because a lot of these numbers are, you know, you try to figure it out, but there's not really usually an obvious choice with it.
Yeah, if we had a video stream, you could see the gears in my mind turning and the steam coming out of my ears.
Do you want to know the topic for today's number for the day?
You know what? Yes, I do. What is today's topic?
Weddings.
Weddings. So, a very important event, and as the weather starts to get a little nicer, I can imagine there'll be quite a few weddings happening in the later months.
Well, didn't we mention recently that Super Bowl weekend is like the lowest weekend for weddings? So
we talked about that yesterday.
Yeah, so maybe there'll be weddings this weekend, but not next weekend when the Super Bowl comes around.
No, I'm probably not.
But weddings will be our topic, so
weddings.
Stick around, see if Ian can make it 3 out of 3 this week.
Oof.
And really start to build the suspense. Could he do it? Could he get a perfect week? If he gets today, then it gets very interesting.
Oh, yes.
So hopefully he'll be able to figure it out today and get that one right and keep it perfect for the rest of the week. Mentioned earlier that tonight, 6 till 8 p.m., big high school sports show brought to you by K5 Construction,
mm-hmm.
right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Hoping my voice gets better by then. Oh, man.
I hope so, too.
So frustrating. But tonight I will be joined by Jeff Gress, former Newman Catholic High School boys basketball coach. We'll be talking about what is going on in high school basketball and hockey, plus special guests. Our coach guest for this week from Auburndale High School boys basketball coach Chad Weinfurter. They are in first place in the Merrillwood South. And then at 7:06,
mm-hmm.
our student athlete guest, Taylan Jerschely from Mosinee. She is a multi-sport standout, right now having a terrific girls basketball season, leading scorer for Mosinee. Mm-hmm. So we'll have her as our student athlete guest at 7:06.
Nice.
So Chad Weinfurter and Taylan Jerschely tonight on the Big High School Sports Show right here on 98.9 WXCO.
Very cool.
Any suggestions on what I need to do? Get my voice back. I am desperate right now. Desperate.
Well, some remedies that I've used over the years, well, cough drops was the main thing, but also drinking a tea with honey and a little bit of lemon juice in it is always helpful. And a good remedy right before bedtime is you gargle with a warm, not hot, but warm salt water. You just put a little salt into a cup of water. You stir it up. You put it in the microwave for about 30 or 45 seconds, and you just gargle that in your mouth. It helps to clean out your throat a little bit. Let's see. I think those are the main remedies. I've used those in the past, and they've definitely helped for me, especially during like a theater performances, because as you know, as actors, theater performances can really take a toll on your body. I've had plenty of experiences where, especially after certain shows, I feel like a physically drained and just throat's a little sore, and you always got to take care of yourselves in theater.
And this time of year is just the worst. It is. It is the worst. It's so much stuff going around.
Changing of the seasons.
Right.
Temperatures.
Just not good. And every time I think I'm kind of getting over it, now, boom, it drags me back in. Sort of like every time I think I'm out, they drag me back in. It's like,
I'm still fighting a little bit of sinus trouble myself. I've been trying to help myself, but just, every day is just, a challenge.
And I imagine for you,
sometimes it's
traveling
better.
Is not, sometimes people get a little under the weather when they travel, because you get put into a tube with a couple hundred people in it, and often that occurs where if you're on an airplane, that often leads to being under the weather. So have you felt pretty good since getting back from Florida?
No, honestly, I felt pretty good. I haven't felt like, overly sick. I think, honestly, I was drinking a lot of water on my vacation, so it was a good thing to stay hydrated, but I did take some extra vitamin C and a couple of zincs as well. Make sure I stay on top of things. But that's the one thing when you would travel is like you never know, I mean, you're going to be surrounded by people, and you don't know if they've, you know, if they're sick as well. It's just, you're always going to be prepared, and you always got to be sure you wash your hands too, because that's a good way to prevent yourself from getting sick.
Absolutely. And I don't think I've drank more water than I have the last 2 weeks either. I have been sucking down the water so much to try and get me out of this, but at the same time, it's probably working to a certain extent, but yeah. At the same time, it's just been, Sean is here, we'll grab him. Okay, very good. Sean Wright will be joining us here in just a moment as he, again, is from the Grand Theater, executive director, and the executive director of the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation. We'll talk about what is going on at the Grand coming up here in just a moment into the month of January. Boy, it was a busy holiday season, obviously, for the folks at the Grand Theater. But we will talk to Sean Wright about what's going on at the Grand coming up here in just a moment. Weather-wise, again, a mild start. Fair skies, 28 degrees is the temperature in downtown Wausau. Sean Wright, welcome. I need you.
I was going to say, do you need me to take the segment?
I think you need to take the show at this point. But I woke up this morning. I had, last week I had some issues. And then it got better.
Yeah.
And last two nights I've done the show and games. Had an exciting game last night. Yeah. So I think I strained it a little bit.
I
woke up this morning, and now I sound like the worst broadcaster in the world.
I'm here to help. I'm here to pick up the load.
I appreciate the interim for you. And your voice sounds so good. I'm so jealous about that.
Yeah. I was going to say. I'm jealous. I've been where you are.
I'm jealous beyond words.
I feel it.
We're going to take a quick timeout, then come back and hear from Sean Wright about what's going on at the Grand Theater. 9:18 is the time. 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
And welcome back. 9:21 is the time. Wednesday morning. And every other Wednesday, get an opportunity to find out what's going on at the Grand Theater in Wausau. Joined by the Executive Director of the Grand and the Performing Arts Foundation, Sean Wright. Sean, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we're towards the end of month number one of 2025.
Yes.
This flies right on by. I know that you're in the midst of the season. I had the busy time leading through the holidays, but what's been going on recently at the Grand?
Yeah, been a busy January as well. I mean, these days feels like dates on our calendar just are all full. Had a just a super fun time last Saturday night with Hip-Prov, which of course is the improv show with a twist,
right?
That you volunteers are hypnotized by Assad Messi, the hypnotist, and then Colin Mockery, the great Colin Mockery, comes out and does the improv games with them, and it's fun, hilarious. I mean, the my favorite one, one of the first ones they did was a, they would say, you're on an episode of The Golden Bachelor and you're in it to win it with Colin Mochrie. And so it would say, where would you take him on a date? So, so you know, each of them individually, you got a ice fishing, a dairy farm, Paris, McDonald's. And my favorite of them was 2510 restaurant. And he went into a very, like, you know, they said, why would you go there? Well, you know, they have the best steak in town. And if you go at a certain, like, he had a whole description. And it's just so much fun because, of course, as one of the people posted afterwards, I had the best time improvising bucket list, improvising with Colin Mochrie, even if I remember none of it. And my wife is having to fill me in on what I said because they're under hypnosis. So
how long is that? Has Colin done that?
You know, he the show was last year. It was actually here in January 2020, right before the pandemic. Oh, and then, it, you know, and then it kind of went off the road for a while. And now they've really brought it back and are back out doing it. And yeah, he has a ton of fun with it. He really does. As he said, it's, you know, he, of course, still is out with his good pal and longtime partner Brad Sherwood in the Colin and Brad show, and we were chatting. He's like, so, you know, he was like, he goes, I love that. He's like, because Brad and I have worked together for, you know, forever. We know each other's rhythms. He's like, with this, I have no idea one night
no net.
To the net. Exactly. And also, you don't want anybody to embarrass themselves.
Right.
And so you have that, like, okay, well, we need to cut this off right now because, you know, they...
going in a direction you probably shouldn't go.
Correct.
Right?
And you don't want somebody afterwards to feel embarrassed about fantastic. What they did. So it was really, you know, you do the show and you just, the comments from people afterwards, you know, not just the patrons, but the people who actually volunteered who were like, I can't believe I got the chance to do improv.
Oh, fantastic.
I can't believe I got the chance to perform on the stage of the Grand. So and they did perform, let me tell you.
Fantastic. What's happening in the near future?
Yeah, tomorrow night. It's the Simon and Garfunkel story.
Oh.
Yeah, direct from the East End of London. And just a really, really cool show. Tells the entire story of the famous duo and with, of course, all the music you know and love. And just a handful of tickets left for that show. I think we're under 50 tickets left.
Oh,
so
wow.
If you want to come spend a really fantastic Thursday night with us with the Simon and Garfunkel story, you know, you want to jump on that. And, you know, as we get into... next week, we've in a very similar situation. Next Saturday night, Dirty Dancing live in concert. I did look before I made the walk over. You know, sometimes when we say limited tickets, you're kind of like, limited tickets. There are currently 3 tickets left for a Dirty Dancing live in concert. So when I say if you want a ticket, you really should.
And then you can say to your friends, I got the last ticket.
I got the last ticket. Exactly. And, you know, and then we really... you know, ramp up as we get further into, you know, into February. We bring back our 10x10 series comes back. 2 nights of Pretty Woman, the musical, including Valentine's Day. Like, literally, we've made your life easy if you have a partner, spouse, somebody you just want to impress who is a Broadway lover. We're literally giving you Pretty Woman, the musical, on Valentine's Day.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Thursday and Friday night. And then one show we don't want people to forget. On Sunday, February 16th, you know, there's no football that Sunday.
There you go.
So... the perfect thing to do, Ailey 2, which is the young dancers of the Alvin Ailey Dance Company, the incredible, famous Ailey dance troupe. This is their next generation of dancers. You know, they will be the next dancers of the original Ailey Company. And so they'll bring their just incredible modern dance to the Grand.
The variety, it just really, again, something that always stands out. You don't go to the same well.
No. Every night's a little different, and you know, as we look to next season, we're kind of having that same sense of, oh, that's a very interesting week to go from. You know, I think we have 1 week that we'll go right now from a 2 nights of a Broadway show into a classic rock show into a country show into a family show, and you're like, that's a week at the Grand. That's what we do.
And also, you know, tomorrow's show with Simon Garfunkel.
Yeah.
again, one of the cool aspects that's come into vogue recently is the multimedia use, and that's a great example, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Yeah, that's I really love that, you know, these shows are coming in and particularly celebrating some of the, you know, some of the artists, you know, you just can't see anymore, but so they're sharing the story through multimedia, through the performances, and you know, it's not just a, you know, this isn't just a tribute, not that there's anything wrong with tributes, we do plenty of them, but this is truly a show. It is a show that has a, you know, a narrative and a voice through it, and yeah, shares the multimedia, shares the stories, you know, it's a, I think this will be the third or fourth time we've had this show, and I just absolutely love it because I feel like I learn something every time.
It's music about, and a drama.
It is, and certainly those two had their share of drama over the years. Even when they were at their highest of highs, and, you know, their venture into the psychedelic San Francisco world right when they were on top of the music world. They're an interesting duo.
Interesting is the great word for it.
Yeah.
Both had big acting roles, yes, great movies, correct, and everything else. So much in there. So that should be a lot of fun. Good. Sean, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Sounds good.
We'll take a break and be right back.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Home Show, 98.9 WXCO. Time is 9:36. Nice start here in North Central Wisconsin. 28 degrees is the temperature. As we heard from Brittany earlier, be around freezing today, but tomorrow, record high temperature. Expected to be around 48 degrees tomorrow. Sunny skies. Record is 43. So, again, if you're somebody who wants to get out, take a walk, really enjoy the weather, tomorrow is the day.
Mm-hmm.
when you look at this time of year. I mean, we're still in January, but just not getting the snow. And does maybe you get some snow Saturday night into Sunday morning, 2 to 4 inches. We'll have to wait and see on that. Last night, one reason that I don't have a voice today. Last night had a great high school boys basketball matchup. Wausau West and Stevens Point and Warriors improved to 11-4 on the season. They are now 5-2 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Defeated Stevens Point 55-49. Completed a season sweep of the Panthers. Warriors had not done that in a very long time. 14 points for Griffin Lang. 12 all in the second half for Miles Wahlvogel for West. Warriors will be back in action on Friday night, taking on Wisconsin Rapids. Another game that we will have for you right here on 98.9 WXCO. Also last night in boys hoops, DC Everest fell to Marchfield 61-42. It was Wausau East beating Merrill 59-51. Rhinelander defeated Wisconsin Rapids 63-45. Newman Catholic lost to Auburndale by a score of 50-36. It was Mosinee over Appleton Xavier 68-65. Rib Lake beat Athens 71-49. Edgar beat Assumption 61-41 in a game that we had live on the Sports 2 stream last night of WXCO.fm and the Civic Media app. Marathon let a double-digit halftime lead slip away and fell to Stratford 64-62. It was also last night in boys hoops, Abbotsford losing to Prentice 81-78. High school girls basketball last night, Stevens Point beat Wausau West 83-44. Wausau East fell to Merrill 69-53. Marshfield beat DC Everest 51-33. Newman Catholic lost to Northern Lutheran 44-29. Assumption over Rhinelander 59-29. Wittenberg Burnhamwood continues to roll. Chargers over Wyoega Fremont 62-27. It was Stratford beating Adams Friendship 68-45. Also last night, Marathon back on the winning track. Red Raiders now 13-3. They defeated Nakusa 65-32. Tomahawk falls to Phillips 63-38 last night as well. High school girls hockey, Central Wisconsin Storm, number 2 ranked team in the state. Storm win again, beating Wisconsin Valley Union 7-1 last night at Marathon Park. Also last night in hockey, number 1 ranked Stevens Point got past Nina Menasha Hortonville by a score of 5-4. Wisconsin Rapids shut out Pacelli 5-0. Tomahawk over Northern Pines by a score of 6-0. Antigo outscores Waupaca 9-6. So again, that's a look at what happened in high school sports last night. Milwaukee Bucks last evening fell to the Portland Trailblazers 125-112. Giannis, 39 points and 12 rebounds, but not enough. Damian Lillard scored 20 against his former team. Bucks are now 26-19. Will play in San Antonio coming up on Friday night. All right. Ian.
Yes.
What's on your mind? I need you to help me out here.
Well, I didn't get to talk too much about the... Well, I talk about my vacation in Disney World. Well, but I kind of want to expand a little more about it, because honestly, this was a really awesome vacation. And not only did I get to go on some the newest attractions at Disney World, but I also got to go on some of the classic rides as well, because I know that Disney World has plans to kind of, you know, revamp a lot of the old rides and kind of change it up a little bit, because they've been there for a while. And I'm not saying that they're bad, just, you know, a lot of the classic rides are a little outdated, and I understand that Disney kind of wants to change it up a little bit. But just overall, the whole experience was awesome. I mean, the first day I went to Epcot, and the ride, I was absolutely on my required list to go on was the Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind. And that was incredibly awesome because it wasn't just a ride itself. It was like a whole interactive exhibit that it wasn't just a one part of the ride. It was actually multiple parts. And for those of you who haven't read it yet, I'm not going to spoil anything, but let me just say, if you're a fan of the Guardians of the Galaxy, this is definitely on your, should be on your to-do list for Disney.
Were you able to meet a lot of people from different areas of the country and the world? Did you see a lot of people maybe that were from outside the country?
Oh, no doubt about that. I mean, there were people from all over who spoke different languages, who were just this a diverse community of people who were at Disney World, you know, taking advantage of everything. Just for me, seeing the excitement of all the little kids, meeting their favorite characters, going on the rides, and just enjoying all the different things that Disney World has to offer, especially the fireworks show that we saw at Epcot on Monday night, the luminous show, the fireworks on the water, spectacular. Just the whole experience is just astounding. And just for me, it was really touching because all the different, all these people from different parts of the world who have different skin colors, who speak different languages, all come together at this place where anything is possible and no one judges or just, you know, everybody is there to have a good time. I was able to actually, you know, talk with some of these people and, you know, get to know them a little better, you know, have conversations and just, it was incredibly humbling because it was like, you know, I was able to communicate with these people about a common interest and able to learn a little more about them as well. And just the whole experience was just wow.
And that's important because yesterday, Kristi Noem, who is the Secretary of Homeland Security, she got dressed up to be part of the ICE raids on immigration. And she used language I thought was inappropriate. She called human beings dirtbags as she went out there with the immigration forces to try to round them up. And that's wrong on every level. That just because somebody may not have the proper documentation, somebody that could be trying to get away from incredibly difficult circumstances in their home country. Yes, laws are important. Yes, immigration rules are important. But just because somebody comes into our country to try to get away from some horrible circumstances does not make them a dirtbag. We are all, whether we are white, whether we are black, whether we are Native American, whether we are Asian, whatever we are on the outside,
we're all earthlings.
We are all human beings. And that's one of the aspects that we have seen in the past decade that needs to change. We need to treat each other with basic dignity. And that's one of the things that Donald Trump and his administration needs to learn. Basic human decency. Mm-hmm. And again, like you said, you get an opportunity when you get a chance to meet somebody that's from a different part of the world or has different experiences. You learn so much.
Yeah, even if you don't speak the same language, just the opportunity of reaching out to someone to try and talk to them and try and share a common interest is just, it's worth it. Just, you may find out you have more in common than you realize. And you know why most people, you know, come to America? It's probably not the only reason, but it's one of the reasons, is because they're trying to have a better life, not just for them, but for their families.
They want to find the American dream. The American
dream. They're trying to get away from all the conflict in their own a country and come to a place where they can, you know, have a job, have a house, have a family, you know, have the same opportunities that a lot of people in America do. This country is not just for white people. It's for all people. Have you ever heard the expression, the great American melting pot?
Yep.
It's not just white people. It's all different people, all different colors, different races, different languages, all coming together and building a wonderful country.
And the idea of winning the genetic lottery, giving you all the advantages, is wrong as well.
Absolutely.
We are lucky. We are lucky. We were born into this country. We are lucky. We are fortunate to be able to have been born here and to been able to live here. But to look down on others who are maybe not as fortunate where they were born into their circumstances. For somebody like Donald Trump, born into a millionaire's family, that does not make him better than anybody else because he happened to be born into a millionaire's family. So that's again, right. I wish they would take a little bit of time, take a step back, and realize that not everybody was born into the affluence that he was.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes me shake my head. But for Kristi Noem, somebody that is a member of the cabinet, to use that kind of language, wrong on every level.
She needs a reality check.
Yes, she does.
Actually, I think a lot of people could use a reality check right now.
Including ourselves from time to time.
Well, absolutely.
Including ourselves. So.
Well, it's not just certain people. I think we all could just take a step back and look in the mirror and realize that, you know, what they're doing is wrong. Things have to change, and we need to be a big part of that.
Will Ian get a reality check when it comes to the number for the day quiz? We're going to find out.
Yeah, pressure's really on.
Part of our daily history lesson coming up next here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WXCO. It is January 29th, 2025, day number 29 of this year. There are 336 days remaining in 2025, and a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. 101 years ago, 1924, Carl Taylor of Cleveland patented the ice cream cone rolling machine. On this date in 1949, the Newport News was commissioned as the first air-conditioned naval ship. On this date in 2006, Oscar-winning actress Charlize Theron said in an interview she often gets turned down for action roles because her chest isn't big enough. And
really?
Then she starred in one of the top action movies of 2015, Mad Max Fury Road. On this date in 2018, the Cleveland Indians announced they would remove the Chief Wahoo logo from uniforms in 2019. And 1 year ago today, 2024, Elon Musk tweeted that his company Neuralink had implanted a brain reading device into a person for the first time.
Oh,
Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays. Tom Selleck, Magnum PI himself, is 80. Oprah Winfrey, 71.
A legend.
Actor Nicholas Turturro of NYPD Blue, 63. Writer, actor, director Edward Burns, 57. Heather Graham from Austin Powers and Boogie Nights, 55 years old today. Sarah Gilbert, Darlene on Roseanne, 50 years old today. Actor Justin Hartley of Smallville, This Is Us and Tracker, 48. Andrew Keegan, A Party of Five, is 46. Singer Adam Lambert is 43. And Madison Bailey of Outer Banks is 26. And if you out there celebrating a birthday,
happy birthday to all of you from all of us at Bow Falls Radio.
Exactly.
And WXCO2.
Special events. Curmudgeon's Day. Free Thinkers Day.
Oh.
Carnation Day. Corn Chip Day. Puzzle Day.
Oh, puzzles are always fun.
Seeing Eye Dog Day. So those are a few of the special events being acknowledged today.
You know, puzzles are very helpful for your brain.
Yes, they are. It is time.
Yes.
Number for the day. Tell us what we're going to do.
All right. Well, I'm going to get three guesses for the number of the day. And based on the math, three choices, not three guesses. Because that'd be cheating. Get three choices, and based on the math, I should get one out of three questions correct. And I'm doing pretty good this week. I got a 2 out of 2, and so I've already secured a passing week. Eek, I want to try and get a 3 out of 5. Best record I ever had was 4 out of 5, and I'm still looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, a 5 out of 5. And the topic for today is weddings.
Weddings. All right.
Not during the Super Bowl, though.
Yep. How many weddings around the globe each year?
How many weddings around the globe each year?
Yep. How many weddings,
okay,
on average around the globe each year?
All right. What are my choices?
Is the correct answer 20 million? Is the correct answer 50 million? Is the correct answer 80 million?
20 million, 50 million, or 80 million weddings around the world on average every year. Okay. 20 million, 50 million, or 80 million. You got to think about this because it says around the world.
A lot of people around the world.
20, 50, or 80 million. Okay, I'm going to go with my gut here. I'm going to say, because you got to think about the population too. But
Would you like to know the population of the world?
You know what? Yes, I would.
8.2 billion.
Okay. So,
a lot of people.
Don't overthink this. I got to go with my gut here. Okay. Final answer, I'm going to say 80 million. I'm going with the biggest number today. I'm going to say 80 million people get married around the world every year on average. It's my final answer. I'm going with C.
Number of weddings around the globe each year is 80 million.
Yes! Oh!
Three out of three.
I've secured a successful week. I got 3 out of 5.
But two more for a perfect week.
Yep.
And your winning streak.
I get a chance to match.
And your winning streak is 4 in a row.
Oh, my gosh.
You met the last week.
Oh, my.
You're in a roll.
I don't know what it is. Just.
Thanks to Bob Look and Sean Wright for joining us today.
Yeah.
We'll be joined by Pat Kreitlow tomorrow morning. Ian, have a good rest of your day.
You too, Chen. Hope your voice feels better. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Have a great day.
Join us for the Big High School Sports Show, 6 to 8 p.m. tonight. Matt and Air on Air coming up next on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.